Hello there, this is Dave Allen for Macatronic Questions and for No Stylus, and today we're looking at an application on the iPad called Audio Bus, and we're using it with Boss Jock and Twisted Wave. And for a while there, I wasn't able to get the audio to go from Boss Jock into Twisted Wave, but somehow or other I managed to get it fixed, and I don't know quite how I did it. But it does deserve a round of applause. I don't think 13 seconds of it is going to be long enough. And in the Boss Jock application, you can use it like you were doing a DJ thing. You've got a number of buttons there that you can press, and it plays sounds that you've put into those buttons. And that's a musical bed synth sequence reverb. And it's always nice to have a release of steam. So when you want to actually talk to your viewers or your readers or whatever you want to call them, you just press on the button for the microphone and away it goes. And you get a little bit of a fade in and a fade out with this here, but you can adjust it as well. I think I've got a little bit too little. I need more fade in and fade out on that. In Boss Jock, it is possible to loop your audio, and it makes it so that you can have some background tracks that will go over however long you want to speak for. And some of these are a bit too loud for the sound, but you can alter those as well. So I've just done a bit of change into that sound there to make it sound a little bit lower when it comes into the mix. The waltzers are in the background, and there are children running around with candy floss. One of the nice things about the Boss Jock application is that when you press the button to use the microphone, the sounds that are in the background are ducked or muted. And I've just put an extra little bit of a fade into the sounds as well. And that's what happens when you fade it out. It fades out a little bit easier and sounds better. And it works with the same fade in as well. You can turn the fade in and out off in the main settings. And I'm going to have to try some different sounds in this because I'm fed up with the ones I've got in there. That one is the bass sweeping long. I can also make it sound like I'm in some place, like this one is at an airport gate. That works quite nicely. And then if I want to go into the Twisted Wave application, I can go via the audio bus thing, which comes out to one side of the screen. The only thing is that if you're back in the Twisted Wave application, you can't get the microphone to work unless you have it completely set to on all the time. Which it is possible to do that, and I've just said that using the lock button. So now I'm actually looking at the Twisted Wave application. I've got sounds coming in from Boss Jock, and I can see that I'm doing some recording within Twisted Wave because the waveforms are growing longer and longer. Yay! And I've got a playthrough on. Don't want to do that. Don't need the playthrough because I can hear the voice in the headphones anyway because I'm using the iRig microphone. There's going to be a full review and tutorial on how to use Audio Bus, Boss Jock and Twisted Wave. I'll also be looking at the other application I've got which is working with Audio Bus, which is called Multitrack DAW, Multitrack DAW or Multitrack Digital Audio Workstation. So this is Dave Allen for Macatronic Questions and No Stylus. Bye-bye. Talk to you again soon.